Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us, and I hope you're doing well. As we head down to the final weeks of the National Football League season, you know, one of the things that I enjoy doing is watching the NFL. And some people say, who's your favorite team? I guess living close to Indianapolis might say the Colts. But I grew up with the Cleveland Browns, the Jimmy Brown Cleveland Browns, and kind of like them. But I have a number of teams that I like, and I just enjoy football. And there's anytime there's a good game on, I kind of like to watch it. Recently, I had a chance to watch the Packers, and I've had some great opportunities. God has really opened some doors I never ever imagined, and one of them was to go to Lambeau a few years ago and sit with the strength coach for the Green Bay Packers. His name was Mark Lovat, and he's remained friends over the years. We did this interview probably this might be 5 or 6 years ago. We did this interview, but it still stays the same. And Mark Lovat was the strength and conditioning coach, assistant strength and conditioning coach. Position he still holds, by the way, and I consider him a good friend. In fact, we have a chance to talk pretty often. The other night, I watched the Green Bay Packers come away with a win that put them in the national championship game against the San Francisco 49ers, and I texted Mark, and he texted me right back, and I thought, here's a guy, he's certainly got a lot to do, and he's still texting me. And one of the things that happened when I went up to meet with Mark, went up to Green Bay, was he said, you want to go out on the field? And I thought, wow, what an opportunity. Now, this was like on a Tuesday night. The lights were off except for the emergency lights, so there was just kind of a dark hue, so to speak. There was just a few lights that were on, and it was near Halloween. Now, it wasn't real cold, but it was fall-like, and when you're up in the Green Bay area, fall comes a little bit early, as you might expect. And we had a chance to go out, and I had a chance to walk around on Lambeau Field. I mean, just a tremendous moment for me. Now, I realize there was no players there. There wasn't anybody out there. Mark and I were just kind of out there talking in the semi-dark. It actually was pretty dark, but there were a few lights. And I look at this, and I look back, and I see that as one of the best moments, one of the best things that's ever happened to me in face-to-face. Well, Mark Lovat's interview was one that we pulled out of the archives, and I thought you'd want to hear it because it's still very relevant. Mark, Christian guy who played baseball at Butler, and strength guy. I think you're going to enjoy this interview as he talks about what it's like to get these guys ready, these 300-pound linemen particularly, and all these different guys that he's got that he's in charge of. And I thought you'd really enjoy this interview, so we pulled this out of the archives, and we've got it for you. In a minute, we'll take a break, but you're going to hear the interview that we had with Mark Lovat, the assistant strength coach of the Green Bay Packers. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us. And today is a terrific day because I'm in a place I've never been before, and it's wonderful. We're at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. There are so many memories. And with us is the assistant strength coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Lovat. Mark, you have been here for 11 years. Do you ever take this place for granted?
This business doesn't allow you to do that. It's a high-pressure line of work where you're evaluated constantly. So every day I just come in thankful to be a part of this thing and try to do my part to be able to stay here and continue to contribute. So it is a great place. I've been here a long time. That's a trap you can fall into, but I think the nature of this business kind of wards that off itself.
Tell me what your role is with the Packers.
My title is assistant strength and conditioning coach, so I help the guys with getting in shape, trying to stay in shape, hopefully prevent injury, work with them through nutritionists and nutritional counseling, and design their off-season program. and their in-season program lifting and running.
Do you work with the entire team, or do you have certain members of the team you work with, like linemen or backs, or do you work basically with everybody?
Myself and the other two strength coaches, we all work together with the entire team.
Weight rooms to me are great places to hear stories, learn things, spend a lot of time there. You get to know guys. Is there a certain group of guys on the team, like linemen or backs or any of that? Is a certain group of guys you really enjoy working with more than others?
You know, over the years, I think the group that I've really enjoyed is the offensive line. They're just kind of your humble guys. They don't get a lot of the media attention. They're kind of your grunt. Just workers and blue collar guys, and those are the guys that I generally enjoy working the most with.
You got a couple of favorites over the years that you can think back on, the guys that, sure. that usually had good stories or something?
Yeah, Marco Rivera was a character and a hard worker, great guy to be around and always positive. That's one of my favorites. And there's been a bunch throughout the years. You know, Rob Davis, a former long snapper of ours, he's now our player programs director, and he was the same way, just earned every bit of it and worked hard and had great attitude towards the whole thing, kept it in perspective.
You work with some of the best conditioned athletes in the world, guys that come in here, and you talk about the fact you got to try to keep them in shape. Can you actually get out of shape during the season?
Well, you'd be surprised. You know, people look at pro athletes in NFL, I can speak for anyway, and they make a lot of assumptions that these guys are all in phenomenal shape and they're phenomenal athletes, which they are, but they're highly specialized athletes, and they're no different than the general population in the things they deal with. Work ethic, eating habits, just technical skills. They all have the same issues that everybody else does, and they fall in and out of shape as well. And the general population, I think, tends to think that these guys are just finely tuned athletes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round, and that's really not the case. So, sure, you can fall in and out of shape just like anybody else.
I would imagine one thing that you have to keep a sharp eye out, you and the members you work with, are the steroids, the artificial. In baseball, of course, that's a huge issue because of where that's going.
Right.
But in football, is there a check, or is there something that you can do, or are guys pretty much on their own?
No, you know, I think the difference between the two leagues is in baseball, from my understanding, for a long time, the league did not have checks. They were untested, so it was pretty much to the player's discretion. Now in the NFL, I want to say in the mid to late 80s, they really started cracking down on steroid testing. So the league was very proactive and kind of eliminated that problem when it was kind of at its height, I think. So the league really handles that.
The steroids has trickled down into the high schools now, and as a strength and conditioning guy, what can you say to younger athletes about steroids and their staying away from them?
Sure. It's a temptation. There's no question about that, because steroids do enhance performance. But what you have to realize is they also have a lot of side effects that are down the road and that are even unknown to this point. And it's a scary, scary thing. When the body gets too big for its frame, or when you start tampering with hormonal input into your body, it wreaks havoc on it long term. And it's certainly not worth it.
You've been with the Packers 11 years, right?
That's right.
There's got to be some great memories. What are some of your memories as far as game days, great games, and what are some of your memories of your time here?
Some of my favorite memories are just seeing guys like Mark Tauscher coming off of an ACL injury and having worked with him so closely and so hard to get through that injury, and seeing them come back and have success. A guy like Chad Clifton, whose pelvis was pretty much exploded in a game, and to see how far he came back working with you know, Brian, our trainer, our whole training staff, actually, but and then seeing him be able to come back and continue his career, those are the things that I really hold on to as my favorite memories.
The face of the Packers for many, many years is Brett Favre, and of course, this has been kind of an interesting year because he's coming back with the Vikings.
Sure.
But you've got to have known Brett, being here all the time that you have. What's your favorite Brett Favre memory?
That's a good question. Brett's a good man, and Brett is probably one of the toughest players I've ever been around. Obviously, the record that impresses me most is just the continuous starts that he's had throughout his career, and it continues to this day. Brett's a cut-up, so he was always a guy that had a joke or had a, you know, could get a room to react whenever he walked in. There's countless memories, but just hearing him every day have a joke or a one-liner, that's kind of the general memories I have of the guy.
What's your role on game day, or is your role more around game day?
Game day is not much for me, to be honest with you. I come in and I'll help guys get warmed up, do a lot of individual stretching type stuff. And some dynamic warm-ups with a guy. We'll run in pregame. We run a very brief warm-up. I'll kind of, with the other strength coaches, run that. And then we're pretty much just there for guys coming off the sideline if they need a quick stretch or a little something like that. That's about it. So on game day, I'm pretty much just watching, enjoying.
Our guest is Mark Lovati, is the assistant strength coach with the Green Bay Packers. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more to Mark and find out a little bit more about his life. So don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Okay, welcome back. Our guest is Mark Lovati. He is the assistant strength coach, and Mark's got interesting background that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with football. You went to Butler University in Indianapolis and played on a state championship football team up in Carmel, but baseball seems to be your sport.
Right.
Any chance, did you have any chance back there of going professional playing baseball?
No, I was a college scholarship baseball player, and that's about as far as it went. I really enjoyed it, met a lot of great people along the way. Still keep in touch with a lot of the guys I played with. Great experience, but I was probably an average college baseball player at best.
You also have so much football running in your family. In fact, you've got a lot of Packer green in your family with your dad, who was the offensive line coach here. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your dad's experiences here, including a couple Super Bowls.
Right. Yeah, he came up with Mike Holmgren. So when Mike Holmgren came to the Packers, actually, going back further than that, when I was a kid, he coached up here under Bart Starr for one season.
Wow.
That was probably 1980, 81. Mm-hmm. We were in and out, and then he bounced around the league and then ended up coming back with Mike Holmgren, and then stayed here the entire time with Holmgren. They went to two Super Bowls, the one they won in 96 and then the one they lost to Denver in 97. Then he went with Holmgren out to Seattle. And that's when I came up. The year my dad left was the year I came up here.
So is your dad still coaching football somewhere?
He's retired. He retired, I want to say, about 3 or 4 years ago from the Seahawks, and is living in Appleton, Wisconsin, actually, right now, and enjoying retirement.
Mark, I know that one of the things that's very, very important in your life is your faith. Tell us a little bit about your faith and the role that it plays in your life.
Absolutely. I was brought up Catholic, and as I was talking earlier with you, I'm very grateful to the Catholic Church for introducing me to Jesus Christ. I consider myself a Christian, a Christian Catholic, and I think in life, the key thing is, for me anyway, has been that I've turned my life over. So I believe that all I have to do is work hard and leave the rest to the Lord and let Him handle things. And that's hard to do, but when I remember to do that, then things seem to fall in place much, much more clearly than I could have made them happen.
You almost sound as if there were a point in your life where maybe you came to where you did that very thing of turning your life over to Jesus Christ. Was there a point like that in your life?
Yeah, I believe so. And it's a process, I think, that it never ends. But I believe when I was young and I was going to catechism, I had a teacher that, I had moved around a lot as a kid, just being a son of a coach. We bounced around the country, and, sometimes leaving your friends was difficult. And I remember struggling with a particular move and going to my catechism class, and the teacher let me know, Jesus is borne the cross for you. It's not your job to do. You got to turn it over to him. And it was like a weight being lifted off my back. And from that day on, I think I gave my life over to God.
Now, you're in a locker room where you've got a lot of big, tough guys, and there's a lot of things going on. There's probably a lot of stories you hear that you wish you didn't hear, and a lot of language and all of that. How does Jesus Christ come through, not only in your life, but how does Jesus Christ come through in a locker room?
Well, those things are a reality. Those things are in the world. And I don't think you can insulate yourself from them necessarily. So I think all you can do is really just live your faith out as best you can, and hopefully be an example to that, and gravitate towards the things that are uplifting. And that's a challenge, because life is full of the other, and a lot of temptations and a lot of traps. So as a Christian, as just a human being, I think what you have to do is gravitate towards the positive. And if you do that, I think your example will speak for itself.
Mark, I think one of the subtle temptations when you're in a locker room like you are here at Green Bay, and you've got the world champion flags flying, and you've got guys that have come in here and they have been taught all their life that they have done it, they are number one. I think a temptation is, even when guys grow up with a Christian background, is to sometimes push it out of the way and say, look, I did it all.
Right.
You find that's a subtle temptation, but don't sure. You run into that in a locker room?
Oh, sure. I think not only athletes, but just human beings. It's we think we can do it on our own, and I think the ironic thing is that as you give yourself over to something bigger than yourself, you lose the self, essentially, and that's counterintuitive. We cling to that ego. We want to protect that ego. We want to edify ourselves, when that will be done way more than we can imagine by submission. And that's the ironic part of it, and that's the difficult part of it, I think, for anybody. So sure, that's a definite temptation.
I know also, or I think I read it, and I talked to a friend of yours who is down in southern Indiana. He told me that you have other interests besides football, and one of those is travel. That you've traveled to some pretty exotic places. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
I just been very fortunate to be able to travel. As I've gotten a little bit older, and I've gone to Italy, Spain, Ireland, Australia, and I just recently this summer went to Tibet and China. So really enjoyed that process, and just being able to get around the world and see that, at the heart of it all, we're all pretty much the same beings. We all have the same wants, same needs, different languages, different customs, stuff like that, but we're all pretty much the same deep down.
Tell me about your experiences in Tibet. Is that a closed country, or is that a hard country to get into?
Yeah, Tibet is, was an autonomous region at one point until China took it over, like in the 50s. So it still holds on to a lot of its traditions, a lot of its religious traditions, under some constraints of communist China at this point. But very much inseparable, their religion and their politics. So it's a very religious, I guess I call it a country, but it's a religious region of China now.
Yeah.
So
let's go back to the strength and conditioning for a minute as we get ready to wrap it up here. But if you had a chance to speak to a group of people, athletes, particularly young people, what do you see as the biggest mistake that they're making out there as far as the way they take care of their bodies?
That's a great question. I think, to me, if I, sometimes I'm asked the question, what's the best thing you can do working out wise to stay in shape? And what I say is, if I had the choice with our team of controlling 100% of what they consumed, their nutrition, or I could control 100% of what they do working out wise, I'm going to choose the nutrition. People need to realize the crucial role that nutrition plays in staying in shape and in general health. And when if you get that right, it covers a lot of bases.
You got to stay away from eating all those Big Macs to put on the weight, right?
That's right. Avoid
Mark,
the sugars.
Mark, this has been a great time. I appreciate your willingness, and thank you for the time you show me around Lambeau here a little bit.
Absolutely.
This is great. I'd like to wrap it up this way. Do you have a favorite verse or something that runs through your head often?
I sure do. I think it's 2 Timothy, and I don't know the chapter or verse, but it's paraphrasing, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind."
Mark Lovott, the assistant strength coach of the Green Bay Packers, thanks for being with us, and hope we can do this again sometime.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
All right. We will take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back. Certainly enjoyed the time that we had with Mark. Certainly hope you enjoyed that, as it's always good to have a chance to talk with him. He invited me to come up, and just in the last few weeks, maybe I'll have a chance to get up there. I don't know. Green Bay's a little ways off from where I'm at, but I do get around and always have a chance to look at my Christian friends that I know and pray for them. And there's just so many different situations. And one of the things that's coming up as we go to baseball is my friend Matt Hergis, who I've known for a number of years and have known him as a player, known him as a minor league manager, and this year minor league pitching coach. And this year he will be the pitching coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So won't be too long that I'll be heading out to Phoenix and spending some time with him. But we don't want to keep these things to ourselves. We want you to know about them, because the important thing is not my friendship necessarily with all these athletes, but it's their relationship to God, their relationship to Christ. And in this world where we oftentimes read about the negatives of what's going on in athletes, we don't often hear about all the positive that's going on. Guys like Mark Lovott that are on the sidelines, and guys like Matt Hergis that are in key positions. A lot of Christian ball players out there, and we want you to know about them. And the place you can find out about them is at our website, and our website is at facetofaceradio.com. Hope you'll check that out. Hope you'll want to see and hear the various interviews that we have up there, and I know that you'll enjoy that, so I hope that you'll take the opportunity to do that. facetofaceradio.com. Well, as we close today, I found a verse that I think goes along with Mark Lovott. It's very very short, Psalm 105, verse 4, and here's what it says. "Look to the Lord and his strength." We talked about strength. "Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always." I am a chaplain for a number of local teams around here, Columbus North basketball, Columbus North football. Got a smaller school called South Decatur. I'm a chaplain for them. And I'm always talking about how no matter what happens on the court or on the field or off the court, whatever happens, they need to have God at the center of their lives, need to have Jesus at the center of their lives. And when I look at things like this, I want to give them verses like Psalm 105:4. "Look to the Lord in his strength and seek his face always." That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.